Oh, this is ridiculous. I should just let him find out the way all soldiers find out eventually. The showers, or the dorms, or the back of some vehicle with an awfully soft floor. Dim lights and the dulcet techno tones of Thomas Dolby. Well, somebody has to do it. And you know why I called you in here today, Sephiroth?
You wanted me to pick up some of those bangles that you like since your assistant mysteriously disappeared last week, and probably won't be bringing you any more bagels.
That is a good point. I will make note of that. But no, I've invited you here today for something far more important. I'm going to teach you about the birds and the bees.
Oh, gods.
Well, if you want to take a religious angle on this, then it'll have to wait until your scientific lesson is over. Now, birds and bees, they are attracted to each other, and sometimes birds and birds are very nice for bees to watch, especially if one or both are Wootonies. Two bees are absolutely forbidden. But if it has to happen, there needs to be a lot of nectar.
If only modern science could find a way to end this misery.
Don't touch those syringes! Now then, Sephiroth, when a man and a woman love each other very much and decide that they are fiscally responsible enough to support a child, or that it would be in the best interest of science, or if they were really drunk...
Can't I just read about it in a textbook? Far, far away from this moment?
No, because I have brought the tapes and the charts and the banana and the condom. Great, now I'll have to use myself to demonstrate the condom.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Well, of course you are. I mean, look how quickly you ate that banana. You didn't even chew it. You just opened up your mouth and practically swallowed it whole.
Can we just move on?
Well, now, hold on. It's important that you know how to put a condom on. Let's see here. I believe I can stick my whole hand in here with a little effort. Not that I have ever tried this before, mind you, but I once saw this video with a slender brunette in a short skirt and a cowboy hat.
Move on.
And then the male and the female copulate like a couple of leoprids. Like so.
It's a picture of two Wu-Tainese women with bunny ears on their heads.
Now, granted, this is an entirely new range of preference, but I wouldn't want to confuse you. I'll just let you remember this equation. Animal ears equals good.
I get the feeling you're trying to tell me something. Well, obviously you just told me about the ears, but I meant something deeper.
Now, don't be so silly, son Sephiroth. I'm only trying to get you to be safe.
Can we speed this lesson up a bit, maybe? I have recruits to impress in an hour.
And now for where babies come from. It's a, complicated, messy, disgusting matter. Unless you want it done the easy way. The most level of interaction you need is to mix these two test tubes together and shake. Not too vigorously, mind you, but enough to get some bubbles going. You see the zygote forming? Can you say zygote, Sephiroth?
I wish my sword was here so I could commit harakiri!
Oh, save the theatrics for later. I'm watching the tiny bubbles now. I will name him Paul. I've always wanted a Paul, you know. I would have had one already, but, well, shall we say Paul would get buried under paperwork and be utterly unmemorable. Not to mention his name implies something a bit, less, Not that I wouldn't be proud of my son, Paul. Paul the straight janitor. As I'm proud of all my children. Even my pet behemoth, Betsy. She's such a pretty girl.
Can I go now? Are we done here?
Well, we don't have a fine froth of bubbles yet, so no. And I have things to teach you still. Don't you like spending time with your dear old favorite scientist?
Hardly my favorite.
You have another favorite?
Well, I guess you're the only one who talks to me.
Oh, Sephiroth, I have something to tell you.
Oops.
There! Look at what you've done! Now I have too many bubbles! No, don't die on me, Paul! Daddy needs at least one son who doesn't treat him like a creepy lecher and calls him on occasion and actually sends him Father's Day cards.
Fair. Turn that bike around and take me as far away from this building as you can. That is an order. So, you get the bitch seat, sir? On second thought.
Ow!
Jeez. Oh, hey, Professor Hojo. Long time no see.
Paul! Paul, are you alive in there, Paul? Paul! Oh, wait, that's only my sea monkey Chim Chim. Hello, Chim Chim. I would offer you a banana, but my ungrateful gay son ate it.